You're listening to FMGRadio.com.
Welcome to the Penelope Cox Show, the educator connector who's improving lives by connecting you to the premier educators teaching digital marketing today. And now, here's your host, Penelope Cox.
Hello, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for joining us this week. I'm your host, Penelope. This show is very special to me this week because this is what I have personally struggled with, and that's why I wanted to share this information with you. But once I found my answers to the questions our guest today is going to talk to us about, my online business started to take off. Our guest today is Cindy Schultzen. Cindy is founder of AttractYourNiche.com. She helps coaches, consultants, solo professionals, and the small business owners get clarity and focus about their business, master their niche, and attract their ideal clients. She's helped thousands to find their niche and to answer the three W's, the who, the what, and the why. The who do you want to attract? I mean, who do you really want to try to help? The what are the solutions that you want to provide? And the why should people work with you? Why should people want to buy from you? And Cindy, I'm asked weekly, almost weekly, if not monthly, where do I really begin with the online business? And I have to honestly say it really goes back to answer the who, the what, and the why. And this to me truly is the most important thing that people really need to be answering before they start hopping onto the social media, because that's what I was guilty about. I hopped on the social media, started doing Facebook and Twitter before I even really was able to answer the three whys that you're going to be talking to us about. Cindy has over 20 years of business experience. She has an MBA. She also has a graduate degree in Asia Pacific Studies. She's lived and worked in 5 countries, and maybe she'll tell us what those 5 countries are. She's worked in strategic communications for companies such as Coca-Cola and Visa International. She is an expert at helping people find their niche, attract their ideal client, and make their marketing easier. Cindy Schultzen, you do provide a very important service. Thanks so much for joining us today. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Penelope. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know, not to repeat things, but like I said in the introduction, you're founder of the company called Attract Your Niche. And I also mentioned that you help people find their niche, attract their ideal client, and make the marketing a lot easier. So when you say you help people find their niche, what are you talking about? What do you actually mean by the word niche? What's that word mean?
It's such a good question because everybody means something different by it. Okay. Usually people will think of a niche or a niche. I grew up in Montreal, so I say niche, so forgive me. But people will usually think of a niche as like a subset of a target market, like a slice of your target market. But here's the thing, mm-hmm. I have discovered, as you talked about, is that you really need to take a more comprehensive look at what a niche really is, because it's not just a matter of reaching the right people. It's also a matter of being really clear about what are the solutions that you provide and the results you help people achieve, because that's what you're selling. Mm-hmm. People are not interested in buying your services. They're interested in buying results. So it's really, really important that you're clear not just about your who, your target market, but your what. What are the solutions and results you provide? And then I like to also incorporate the why. Mm-hmm. And this is getting into kind of, there's two pieces of it. Why do you do what you do, and why should people work with you? Now, you need to understand the competitive landscape. You know, frankly, if there's no competition, it's generally not a viable niche. But this really gets more into branding and to messaging, because people really want to know, why should they work with you? And I can promise you, it's not about your credentials, okay? It's not about what degrees you have. It's really not. It's really about what can you help them with? Why are you the person? What is your personality? What's unique about your approach? And mm-hmm. how can you really communicate your passions in a way that's authentic and genuine and compelling to the people in your target market? So this really gets more into messaging and branding. But I like to think of it as part of the niche puzzle, because frankly, mm-hmm. if you don't address that and you just kind of go at it from a mechanical, analytical perspective, your message is going to completely lose the impact that it could have if you really incorporate that third element.
So how do you go about finding your niche? And first of all, I'm glad that you explained why you pronounce it niche and I pronounce it niche. You know, I've got 20 years of marketing ad agencies in LA, so we always pronounced it niche. But anyway, so thanks for that. So how does the person go about finding their niche? Is there a series of questions that we can ask ourselves so we can come up with this answer? Do you provide like a series of questions to people?
I do, actually. I have I have some programs that really walk you step by step through it. But let me just kind of give you the overview of it right now.
Excellent.
I think this is where also that differentiates my approach is that, again, I don't just start by choosing a target market and figuring out what they want. And there are a lot of things you might read that say that's what you should do. And that just didn't resonate with me when I first heard that, because here's the thing, Penelope, this is my business, okay? And I want to do what I want to do. I spent enough years in the corporate world, and I'm sure many of your listeners, you know, have spent enough years working for somebody else. Now it's your chance. Now it's your chance to build the business that you love, working with the people that you really want to work with, doing what you really love, and leveraging all of the experiences that you bring to the table. Because even if you're new to this business, you bring an incredible amount of experience, and we tend to undervalue what that is. So when I help people find their niche, I actually start by looking within yourself, looking at your skills, your passions, your experiences, your interests. So that's where we start. But then, you know, it's a synergistic process. We need to match that to make sure that you're reaching the right people, people who are actively looking for your solution and who are willing and able to pay for it, and that you're excited about working with, that you have an understanding of, and that you can reach through clear channels of communication. So as an example, if you're saying, you know, that you help people who are going through a transition, that's not a target market. That's very broad. There's a bunch of different transitions we go through in life, and that's just not going to cut it as far as the niche goes. You want to make sure that the people in your target market are hanging out together as a group, that you know how to reach them online and offline. And then we look at the competition, too. I think, as I said, it's important to understand the competitive landscape so that you really can make sure that there is somebody else, or hopefully more than one person, successfully serving this niche already. And if there's not, chances are, you know what, it's not a good niche.
Right.
So you want to make sure that there's competition. You want to understand what they're doing and how you can differentiate yourself in terms of your approach, and certainly in terms of that unique voice that we talked about as well.
You know, on your site, you mentioned that one of the biggest things that keep people stuck is that they lack clarity and focus about their niche. So can you help maybe explain why this does stop people in their tracks? Why is it that we get stuck at this point, and what maybe can we do to move us forward? Because I know that I talk with a number of people, and matter of fact, I'm talking with one person right now as we speak, and this individual has gone round and round. It's not really funny. It's gone round and round and round for probably now months, and just keeps hammering at not being able to find that niche that they really want to go after. So, and I think you're so right that people can literally get stuck at this point, to the point, and correct me if I'm wrong, where they close their business before they even open the doors. So when people start feeling stuck, how do we help them move forward?
Okay, well, there's a lot of questions or insights within what you just said. Number one, a lot of people like you and me jump into things without even really considering their niche and these questions. And I know myself, I wasted a year and a half trying to market myself online without a clear niche. And it was only when I figured out that was what was missing and took a step back and really created this step-by-step system to help people find their niche that I realized that A, people could benefit from what I was sharing, and B, this was the perfect niche for me given my background in strategic communications, etc. So number one, a lot of people get stuck, don't even realize that that's what they're missing. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's number one. But number two, the people who are really actively looking for that niche but can't find it, sometimes it's a matter of just not knowing how to go about it, because it is this big, broad, intangible thing. And that's why I love about, you know, what I've created, because it gives people a system, a step-by-step system to follow to help them answer the questions they need to answer to find their niche. So that's the second possibility. Mm-hmm. The third possibility, Penelope, is, I hate to say it, but it's fear. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of fears that go around finding a niche. You know, one of the fears is I'm going to be stuck in this forever, right? That fear of, oh, I don't want to be trapped. Mm-hmm. And, you know, your niche is not something that restrains you or constricts you. It's something that focuses you. There's lots of things related to that. Number one, you know, just because you're doing it now doesn't mean it's forever. Your niche is going to evolve just like your business does. In fact, I'm in the middle of evolving my niche right now. You know, every 6 to 12 months, you should always reassess your niche. That's number one. But number two, you know, again, it focuses you. So if somebody comes to you who is not within your direct niche, it doesn't mean you're going to turn them away. In fact, I'm doing an interview tomorrow for somebody who is a franchise broker. You know, they help people find franchises. And at first I'm like, wow,
excellent.
That's, you know, totally not what I usually do, but what I teach simply applies to them. So it doesn't mean you're restricting yourself or turning away business. You're simply targeting your efforts so that your marketing speaks to that ideal client, so that all of your communication is focused on them. You know, so it's something that just gives you laser focus. Now, the third fear is we're afraid of making a decision. And I see this a lot, where people will research a niche and they'll, like, this is perfect, it sounds perfect, but they're afraid of actually getting into implementation mode. They just stay in that
terrifying
stage. And the reason for it typically is that it's a safe place. You know, you can't fail at something if you don't try it.
Correct.
So at some point you need to stop doing the research and listen to your gut and give it a go. And the worst thing that's going to happen is that you're going to tweak it as you go along, and you're going to learn a heck of a lot as you go. But being stuck because you're afraid to make a decision is just not a good place to be. Where working with a coach certainly can help too, that kind of helping you move your forward for sure. But those are some of the reasons people struggle with a niche.
And I know I struggled with it too. It felt refreshing to hear that you took that process over the course of a year, year and a half. I did too. It took me a course of a year. Not that it takes people a course of a year to find the niche, but I struggled with it. I struggled with it too. So thank you for sharing that so much. I appreciate that. Cindy, we're going to take a short break for our sponsor. When we come back, the question I want to ask, and you kind of touched on it, is the fears that people may have in the process of choosing their niche. Sometimes people may choose their niche and one fear is, oh my gosh, is this the right niche for me? So how do you know if the niche that you're choosing is actually the right niche for you? And that's a question I want to ask or talk further about when we come back. Stick around. We're going to be right back.
You're listening to the FMG Radio Network, where our motto is have fun, make money, do good. We provide platforms to individuals who have a cause, message, or information that they would like to share with the world. If you'd like to join the FMG family and have your own radio show, please call us at 1-800-470-4982. That's 1-800-470-4982. We look forward to hearing from you.
Welcome back. We're here with our guest, Cindy Schultz. And Cindy, just before the break, we were talking about fears that people may experience when they're selecting their niche. So how does the person know if the one fear is, oh my gosh, have I chosen the right niche? How does the person know that the niche that they've chosen is the right niche for them?
It's a really good question, and I wish there was an easy answer, Penelope. There's no cut and dry answer, you know. I mean, have they done their homework to make sure that this is something that people are actively looking for, and that all the criteria we were talking about before, that people are willing and able to invest in it, that they can easily reach these people through clear communication channels, that there is existing competition out there that's already successfully serving this niche. And is it something that they really are passionate about doing? Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is, people tend to sort of undervalue what they bring to the table. And I think that's what holds people back a lot. They'll say, well, I'm not enough of an expert in this area. Why would anybody want to buy from me or do business with me? And what I've learned, number one, is that we tend to take our skills and our talents and our knowledge for granted. That as soon as we learn something, we automatically internalize it, becomes part of who we are. We assume everybody else knows it already. So
That's a
big problem, is we undervalue what we bring to the table. But also, like I was saying before, people don't just want to do business with you because you have a certain degree or credential or whatnot. In fact, I mean, who cares? Nobody's ever asked me what credentials I have. I don't think anybody really cares that I did an MBA 20 years ago, you know? It's just not relevant. People want to know that you really are somebody who can help them achieve what they want to achieve, that you are passionate about helping them, that you care about them and their success. And I think that if you find a, you know, if you're passionate about your niche, you will invest your time to develop that expertise and continue to evolve your knowledge. That's a given, right? So people sometimes ask me, you know, what trumps it, passion or expertise? And I always say passion, because you know, you're going to be passionate about the subject and you're going to continue to learn about it, and it'll be a pleasure to learn about it. So, you know, don't undervalue what you bring to the table, and don't be afraid to put yourself out there. And really the most important thing, though, is A, don't just guess. B, don't undervalue what you bring to the table. And C, make a decision and go for it. You know, at some point you just got to go for it.
That's probably the bottom line.
You know, I mean, you just got to go for it. And you will tweak it, and your message will evolve, and you're going to get better and better at what you do. But if you don't start, then you can't go anywhere. You're just going to stay stuck. And that frustrates people. And so I think it's really important that we get unstuck so we can move forward on this.
Thanks for sharing that, because I think a lot of people probably naturally have kind of those questions when they start going through this process. And I know that there were two concerns I had that you've addressed. And one is, oh my gosh, I'm going to be losing some business here, number one. And the other is, what happens if this niche is the wrong niche for me? So I think having those concerns is a very natural process. What about a person having a few niches? What do you do with that person that says, okay, maybe I've got a few products, or any kind of direction that you might give to those individuals that, rather than one niche, how about us honing in on two or three? You know, do you ever have any of those kinds of discussions with people?
Absolutely. And you know what? You got to choose one to start, because, you know, again, remember, the niche is something that gives you focus. It's not something that restricts you. And if I don't care what you're doing, if you're trying to do two or three things at the same time, you're not going to do any of them well. So it's really important. Get one thing done, get it done well. And then if you really want to expand into another niche, then you can. But I'll tell you, I've learned that there's two easier ways to grow within your niche, okay, or to evolve your niche. So think about your niche as like that what and who. Okay, who do you help? What do you help them with? So now, let's say you have that solution and you're really good at it and got it down, and now you want to bring it to other target markets. So for instance, you know, if you were, like we were talking about, if I help people find their niche and I focus on to start with coaches and consultants, who else needs this solution that I can help? What other markets can I target? Now, the second way you can grow your niche, and this is an almost easier way to do it, is to follow their clients along their journey. So once you've helped them with one big challenge, what's the next thing that they need? What is the next challenge that they have that you can now help them with? And in that way, your niche is going to evolve. I don't just help people find their niche. If I did, I'd be out of business pretty fast. I'd have to keep churning out new clients all the time, right?
Okay,
so once you find your niche, what's the next thing you need help with?
Correct.
So that's an easier way to go and grow your business rather than jumping from, you know, one completely disconnected niche to another. Work within the same niche, but evolve it.
Okay. Well, I think the one thing that helped me get clarity and focus on the niche was to find my passion. You kind of talked about this. So I guess my question would be is, once I found my passion, then I kind of concentrated on how to turn that passion into a product. Is finding your passion part of this process for individuals to go through?
Absolutely. And as I said, that's the starting point. You know, that's okay. Your starting mm-hmm. point. The passion always trumps anything else. In a sense, it has to make mm-hmm. sense, too. It has to be, as I said, it's like, you know what, I like to think of it as combining your intuition and your analytical skills. You need to listen to your heart and your mind. You know, you can't make a decision about your niche without listening to both. Because something can look great on paper, but if you're not excited about it, who cares, right?
Absolutely.
And then the other point, you could be really excited about something, but nobody else cares about it, and you're out of business. So you need to put together both of those pieces of the puzzle.
Okay.
And I think, you know, I always joke, Penelope, that my mom was a psychologist and my dad was an accountant. So I actually have like both sides of my brain developed, you know. And I do. I think it's important to really listen to your intuition, but also do the analysis that you need to make a good decision.
On your site and in the material that I've read, you talk about the key to understanding niche marketing is to realize that people don't buy a service, but they buy a solution. And you've kind of have referenced this, that don't buy a service, don't buy a product. People aren't buying that. They're buying a solution. And I think that this is so key for people to understand. Can you explain this maybe just a little bit further on the importance of people honing in on solutions rather than just simply buying a service?
Absolutely. You know, the biggest classic mistake with this is coaches.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I don't know, are some of your listeners coaches?
I'm
guessing.
Yes.
Okay, so I work with a lot of coaches. And
yes.
I think a lot of coaches make this mistake, and I certainly did when I started too, is we mm-hmm. try to sell coaching as an example.
Because
we are so passionate about what coaching can do for people.
Okay.
And we know that this is, you know, this is something, and A, that also makes it hard because coaches want to help everybody, and we know we can use coaching to help everybody with anything, okay? So that's why I think it's even harder for coaches to choose a niche, you know?
right.
But if we sell coaching as an example, people don't buy that. It's intangible. They don't necessarily mm-hmm. understand what it is. What they want to buy is they want to buy a specific solution to a specific problem that they
mm-hmm.
have.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to connect them to you. That's what's going to make them even read your website in the first place, you know, is if you can make that emotional connection with what they're going through right now and provide a solution that's going to help them get the results that they want. That's what they're going to buy. So when I work with my clients, as an example, even when you're doing, you know, your strategy sessions or when you're having that sort of consultation or sales conversation or whatever you want to call it, you know, you don't say, okay, well, you know, you can buy 2 hours of my time or whatever, and here's what I charge.
Mm-hmm.
What you're doing there is you're selling your service. You're not selling your solution.
Correct.
And you have to get out of this mindset of selling your time into selling a result. And so one of the things I help my clients do is actually create what we call, you know, your standout signature system, which A, helps differentiate you, but also helps you show people what you're going to help them achieve.
Mm-hmm.
It makes it more tangible, more concrete for you to sell your programs, your services, because now people understand what's the process you're going to use to help them achieve desired outcomes.
Excellent.
So I hope that helps.
Excellent. You know, you talk about in finding your niche, and oh my gosh, I think this is the heart of it all. Well, maybe not the heart of it all, but so important. You talk about finding you and that there's really only one you. And you say, be true to yourself and you have the ability to help other people in ways that nobody else really can. And I really do believe that this is the heart of it, to be true to yourself. And you've touched on that. Can you elaborate any more on how important this is to people to realize that they've got to be themselves?
Oh my gosh, it almost brings tears to my eyes when I think about this.
I get so passionate about it.
I just, you know, it's a hard thing to realize that people are going to buy you because you are darn well good enough, and that's what's going to connect them with you. And sometimes that's a hard thing to realize because we might suffer and think, well, why would they want to work with me? Look at this person who's already been doing this for 10 years, and how can I possibly compete with that, you know?
Yeah.
But the truth is that you have your own way of explaining yourself and communicating and sharing. And that's what people are going to connect to. They want to know that you're a real human being, who you really are, what you really care about. And don't get me wrong, Penelope, I'm not saying in your marketing copy to talk about me, 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 me. That's not it at all.
Mm-mm.
What I'm saying is that you need to share the real you, share your real voice. Somebody else could get on the phone tomorrow and talk to you about niche, and they would not only have a different approach, but they would have a completely different message and passion, you know, for what they do. It's no two people are the same, and you need to really be vulnerable enough to tap in to what drives you and to share that. And even to share what's not worked for you and where you've messed up. I'll tell you, I just signed up a new client last week. And she said to me, she said, I so appreciated that you're not pretending to be something you're not. And that you even shared when you messed up with things. And it just helps me realize that I can achieve the same things that you're achieving, because you're not pretending to be some grandiose kind of guru or whatever. People want to know that you're real. They want to know what, you know, that you care. Why would I do business with somebody who doesn't care about what they're doing or care about me? Right?
Good.
So
absolutely.
It's being vulnerable enough to let people into the real you and into your world, and also knowing that they actually care about what you think.
Do you have to sometimes tell people to forget about the money and concentrate on being real, being authentic, being you? The money will come. Do you ever have those discussions? I know that's something I had to look at.
Yeah, you know, not so much about forgetting about the money, but it's about, it's this weird thing, Penelope, you know, like you need to really come from a place of serving people and caring about their success and giving of yourself. And then the money will come. But part of that too is, again, it's that emotional connection with people. And that's what's hard for people, is to just, you know, that getting real, you know, being really authentic. If you try to pretend to be something that you're not, people are going to see through that. That's really the importance of that, you know? And I think it was a quote by Brendan Burchard in his book, Millionaire Messenger. And he said, people care more about what you've overcome than what you've achieved.
Yes.
And it's so true, you know, and here's a really good tip for helping you find your niche. If you think about the thing you've struggled with the most and you've created a system to help you overcome it, then you can, that's how this came about for me. I struggled with this, as I said, for a year and a half. I created a system for myself and realized others could benefit from it. So if there's something that you are struggling with and you have figured out a way to get over that hump in your life and you're passionate about helping other people do the same, then that's a really good sign for you that that could be a possible niche for you.
Oh my gosh. Excellent. Couple questions, and we could almost end on that comment because I think you're so right on. So, and you touched on this, once you find your niche, what are our next steps now? Once we find our niche, then we go into to find our ideal client. Is that kind of the direction that we go once we've found our niche?
That's a really good point. Okay, so your niche, right, incorporates all those things. But now what we need to do is we need to wrap it all up into what I call that magical marketing message, okay?
Okay.
Because it's nice to know it inside your little head, but now you've got to communicate it, right?
Right.
And so it's really important that you can wrap it all up in a way that really connects with your ideal client, and that you can clearly and consistently communicate. So when you create that marketing message, you're going to communicate it on your social media profiles. You're going to put it in your author resource box. You're going to put it on your website. You're going to put it on your business card. You're going to say it at networking events. You need to consistently communicate who you are and what you do and who you help. So, you know, that's your next step, because that's, okay. You know, that having that consistent communication is really, really important. And then for those of us who are marketing ourselves online and mm-hmm. offline as well, the next Correct. Step is really creating that giveaway.
Yes.
Because with so many people forget this step, is that you'll go to, you know, we work so hard to create these websites, and then people come to your website and, okay, that's great. They resonate with you. It looks good. But you don't give them a compelling reason to sign mm-hmm. up for your list.
Mm-hmm.
And now you've lost that traffic. It's gone. So the list is, as we all know, really, really important. But the problem is you can't create that giveaway until you know your niche, because your giveaway has to address that top burning desire for your target market.
Oh, my gosh. You and I could go on about this. Let me end here, Cindy.
Yes.
For our audience, what type of clients are you working with, and are you available to take on new clients when it comes to this process?
Okay, so number one, if people are interested, they should start certainly by getting my free report. There's a niche, there's a video and a report, 10 steps to mm-hmm. finding and attracting your ideal niche. At attractyourniche.com. If they mm-hmm. do want to meet with me, then they just go to talkwithcindy.com, and there's some questions there that they can answer so I can learn a little bit more about you and we can schedule a time to talk. In terms of the people I help, there's two main categories of people I help. Number one are people who are, actually three, there's the people who are either really kind of new to this and they're just trying to carve out their niche. The mm-hmm. second one are people who have been at it for a while but aren't attracting those ideal clients. And the third are the people who are already doing that, but they really want to bring it online now and especially want to create more leveraged income. That's another area we didn't get to talk about, but that's a big thing that I help people with, is how to take what you do beyond one-on-one services and earn leveraged income.
And that was my last question. Can you top line in the last 30 seconds or so the services that you do provide? I know we can direct the people to your website, attractyourniche.com, but can you top line the services that you do provide to the individuals?
Sure. Well, in one-on-one work, we really work together to not only carve out your niche and your marketing message and your giveaway, but also create that signature system so that mm-hmm. you can not only differentiate yourself, sell your services, and it's the key to leveraging your time and earning multiple streams of income. So that's what I help my clients do, working with them one-on-one. The second way is I do have some I have a group coaching program I run twice a year called Your Clear Path to Ideal Clients, where we go through a lot of this in a group. And that program, if you want to do it on your own, is available at any time as well. And for people who just kind of want to dip their toe in the water, I do have a home study program about niche breakthrough system. And I also have one about marketing message and one about giveaway. So there's lots of people, lots of different ways, because we all learn differently.
Cindy, thank you so, so much. We could talk further and further about this, but thanks so much for sharing us your information regarding the importance of finding your niche and helping to answer the who, the what, and the why. For my audience, if you want to connect with Cindy Schultz, and again, her company site is Attract Your Niche, and that's spelled N-I-C-H-E, attractyourniche.com. Is that correct, Cindy?
You got it. Mm-hmm. I forgot to tell people one really, really easy way to access me and extremely affordable. It's a brand new program Good. Called TALI, Targeted Action Leveraged Income.
Oh, yes.
And it's, if you go to okay. TALI.com, I love this new program because it's kind of like my gift to the people in my community. I consider it a gift because it's so, so well priced and I give so much of myself. And each month we have a training, an in-depth training to help you build your business. We have a live Q&A call we have a marketing makeover where I'll actually look at your marketing copy and give you feedback. And we also have a private Facebook group. And right now, and I can't promise how long this will last, but right now it's only 27 a month. So that's teamtally.com. And I look forward to having some of your listeners join us on that. It's really fun.
So what 5 countries have you lived in?
Well, I grew up in Canada.
I got to know.
Pardon? I grew up in Canada. I lived in Holland and Singapore and Vietnam and now the States.
Really? And what was the last one?
Yeah. The States, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So Canada, the U.S., Holland, Singapore, and Vietnam.
Do you speak other languages?
Chup chup, ben oui là.
Yeah.
Oh, Vietnamese and French. No, I speak French. I've studied, Penelope, I have studied and lost Spanish, Indonesian, and Vietnamese. I mean, I know a little bit of them, but I do speak French. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So there you go. And for anyone that wants to learn a little bit about languages, Cindy Schulten is available.
I'll confuse you more than I'll help you.
For our audience, if you do want to continue to connect further with Cindy, her guest bio along with her links are archived here on fmgradio.com and also on my official site at penelopecoxshow.com. The Penelope Cox Show airs every Thursday evening, 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 Central, right here on fmgradio.com. Thanks so much for joining us this week. Remember, invest in your education. Learn from the best.
You've been listening to the Penelope Cox Show, the Educator Connector. All showtimes, guest bios, and interviews are archived on Penelope's official site at penelopecoxshow.com.